This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
What is ethical hunting? So Robbie covered this question on one of his Short Truth episodes. In this episode, I'm going to answer the question and give you my perspective on the question, what is ethical hunting? Collectively, our goal with these Short Truth series is to give you facts and different ways of thinking to better equip yourself so that you can have these conversations with your friends and family, because that's where we're really going to make a difference in hunting. To me, there's three levels of ethics in hunting. At the highest level are laws, our hunting regulations. All laws are based on social norms and collective ethics and moral principles. Law enforcement agencies and the courts are the ones that hold you accountable to these collective social ethics. The next level of ethics in hunting are the principles that are established by the hunting community itself. And these are the written and the unwritten rules established by our peers. Codes of conduct. The Boone and Crockett rules of fair chase can be thought of as a level of ethics that are established by our peers in the hunting community. And it's our peers that will hold us accountable to these principles of ethical hunting. The third level of ethics in hunting are personal ethics, which are also known as your personal morals. These are your own personal principles of right and wrong under different scenarios and situations. They only apply to you, and you are the only person that can hold yourself accountable to your own personal ethics or morals. One of the greatest sources of strife that I see in the hunting community when there's these debates over what ethical hunting is, the source of conflict seems to be hunters projecting their own personal ethics and morals on others. And remember, your personal morals only apply to you. Now, debate is healthy as long as it's constructive and respectful. Because ethics in hunting, like all ethics in society, they evolve over time because our values change. What was acceptable, ethically acceptable 100 years ago might not be acceptable today because our values have changed. So when hunters are debating about something in hunting, whether it's ethical or not, it's a new idea. And every new idea goes through three stages. The first stage is we ridicule and criticize new ideas. Then we move on to having sound, logical discussions about those new ideas. And then we adopt the best of the new ideas. So for any question in hunting about whether X or Y is ethical in hunting, you can use these three levels to answer that question, because all three levels of ethics all work together simultaneously. You can think of the three levels as like a series of gates or a series of nested circles, one inside the other. They also serve as three tests of ethical questions in hunting. So whatever the question is, if the first thing we ask is that hunting practice legal? If the answer is yes, it's actually passed through the first gate, the first check, because if it's legal, it's actually ethical to society at the highest level. If it wasn't, it would be prohibited in the hunting regulations because it would not be an ethical moral principle that society would allow in hunting. The second test, is that hunting practice or that aspect of hunting ethical? Is it ethical to the broader hunting community? Does it conform to the written or unwritten expectations of your peers in the hunting community? The way to look at this one is this something that most hunters generally accept? They're your peers. You're not going to get every hunter to agree on every detail at the level of the hunting community itself. But generally, if it's a practice or an aspect of hunting that most hunters would agree to, then if the answer is yes, then it passes the second test. We've moved through the second gate of assessing whether something's ethical in hunting or not. Lastly, we need to assess whether each of us as individual hunters are upholding our own principles of right or wrong. If the question at hand, is something ethical in hunting, passes through each one of those gates, through each one of those levels, down to the individual hunter, and the answer is yes to each one of those, then the entity is an ethical part of hunting. Now, it's super important to remember that our own personal principles of right and wrong only apply to us. They don't apply to others. If ethics in hunting are going to evolve, meaning that somebody's personal ethics are going to become a principle of right and wrong that's adopted broadly throughout the hunting community by your larger peer group and potentially elevated into the hunting regulations, then our own personal ethics, each person's individual sense of right and wrong in hunting, is something that we all need to hold to the highest level of respect.